Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hi, this is Butcher Bear, and this is my KUTX. I booked the club, the North Door. I also created the semi-monthly event and nonprofit Exploded Drawing, along with my brother Sound Founder. We started that in 2010. I've also had a record label called Insect Records since around 08. I also perform music under the name Butcher Bear, and I'm from Austin. Let's get right into a first song by the Lord High Fixers. This group has two members from Poison 13, Mike and Tim Kerr. And at the time when the Lord High Fixers were around, Estrus and Garage Rock was a huge thing here in Austin. And I remember this record, Is Your Club a Secret Weapon, coming out. And this next song we're going to hear is akin to maybe the first time I heard Charlie Parker, or the first time I heard Miles Davis. And I've talked to Tim about this song, and it's the closest I've ever heard to an artist having conversation with the listener. It also has kind of a meditation or a loop, definitely something that I think is represented in hip hop and a lot of the instrumental electronic music culture right now. So check it out. This is Miss Jean Louise, Stand Up. Your Father Is Passing. Thank you. this is Butcher Bear, and this is my KUTX. You've been listening to the Lord High Fixers with Miss Jean Louise, Stand Up, Your Father is Passing. Definitely a standout track on that record. Nothing else on that record sounds like that, and it seemingly came from out of nowhere. But yeah, put out 99 by the fine folks at Estrus. Up next, we're about to get into a man named Reaganometry, a.k.a. Reagan Van Mater, with her first of two Whistle Flip songs. This first one's called Slow Drip. This is Butcher Bear, and this is my KUTX. The Sour KUTX is handing me keys to the studio, and I'm playing whatever I want to. Right now, Reaganometry, Slow Drip. Reaganometry with Slow Drip. I've known Reagan for a long time, maybe almost 20 years. He was in the band Attack Formation. He plays in a group here now called Boss Eye. He also plays in a group called Bangar. But yeah, one of the first people to show me a sampler and kind of get me going with music production. Up next, we're going to hear from Ross G out of Los Angeles. This song is off a brand new record that just came out on Fat Beats. It's a series they have called Baker's Dozen, where essentially they have 12 beats on vinyl and an extra beat on a plastic flexi disc. I've worked with Ross G a few times. He's one of my favorite artists. Coming up on April 15th, Exploded Drawing is partnering up with Fusebox Festival to bring you one of the bigger shows that we've done, and it's going to be completely free at the Sangarunde Hall on April 15th. Roshji, Teebs, Botany, Kinder, myself, and Sound Founder, also co-creator of Exploded Drawing. But this next song is called My Unks. This is Butcher Bear. This is my KUTX. Hope you enjoy. Whistle Flips, I could listen to those all day. That was Roshji with My Unks. You guys probably know where that came from. Yeah, again, Roshji, April 15th for free in Austin, Texas. Come through. Also, the other albums in the Baker's Dozen series on Fat Beats, all of them are top notch. Should definitely check that out. The next song I'm going to play is by a man named J1, aka The Deer. I run a small record label called Insect Records, and we put out a compilation entitled Starship 27 with The Deer back in 2010. And he's since passed on, but I want to keep mentioning his name and letting people know about his music. He's an incredible man, and I have it on good authority that he'll be having a brand new LP coming out in the next 12 months or so. Okay, check this out. This is J1, aka The Deer, with Mellow Yellow, Jametta Rose. This is Butcher Bear, my KUTX.
Get yourself.
So be mellow.
Be mellow.
Oh, baby, won't you be
mellow? them with the truth to get you there.
Get you there.
Hey, this is Butcher Bear, and this is my KUTX. You've been listening to Mellow Yellow by The Deer with Devin Hu and Jametta Rose. I think we're going to go ahead and speed things up a little bit. This is one of my favorite groups, Polvo, off of a record called Exploded Drawing, which is definitely where the name of our event came from. Not anything closely related to experimental beat music, but one of the best records to come out on Touch and Go, recorded by Bob Weston. All these guys are insane pros. And I think the first thing that drew me to Polvo was seeing them play live, and they had all PV solid-state amps and some of the ugliest, cheapest instruments that I've ever seen anyone play. And yeah, it's all about the pen in the master's hand. This is Polvo with Feather of Forgiveness.
I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening to Feather of Forgiveness by Polvo. Simply brutal and beautiful record entitled Exploded Drawing, out on Touch and Go, 1996. This is Butcher Bear, and you're listening to my KUTX. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. Hope you're enjoying the music I picked this hour. You can see the playlist at KUTX.org. Coming up next is a song I did with a man named Mark Bianchi. Mark was, I was into hardcore, kind of emo stuff when I was younger. And Mark was a part of a band called Indian Summer and also another band called Mohinder, both of who I was very into. And Mark was one of the first people who started making solo electronic music, I'd say a good almost 10 years before I'd seen anything like it, maybe outside of Daedalus. And we put this song together last year. It's for my record. This is How the Game Gets You Played. This song's called Landlocked in Small Talk, featuring Mark Bianchi, aka Her Space Holiday. Listening to Butcher Bear, that's me, with a song called Landlocked in Small Talk with my good friend Mark Bianchi. Really hope he continues to keep making music. I'm the guest DJ for this hour. If you miss any of this show or want to see my playlist, head to KUTX.org and look for my KUTX. Up next, I'm going to play a song from an Austin band. I'm born in Austin, raised here. One of the first bands I got to see, Glass Eye, I was just really taken with them. Two women vocals, the drummer's incredible. Brian, who plays bass, has been an engineer and just a creative force in this town forever. But just to give people a little reference, this came out in 1989. This is Glass Eye from their album Hello Young Lovers. A song called Break the Black Line. This is Butcher Bear, and this is my KUTX.
Again. naked all the time. A simple line, a very poor description. Shattering like glass around us, waves on rocks. When I caught you then, no one should have to go. Turn again. No expectance within, and with a heartbeat clean, I will listen. Time is broken all the time. A simple line, a very poor description. Shine like glass around us, waves on rocks. When I call you back,
hey, hey, this is Butcher Bear. You've been listening to Glass Eye with their song Break the Black Line off their LP, Hello Young Lovers. When I was growing up, a friend of mine, Graham, he runs a transmission and margin walker. He had a straight edge band called Direction. And I remember at the time, one of the guys telling me that one of the women, Stella from Glass Eye, was a substitute teacher at his high school, and that their band was going to open up for them at Liberty Lunch. And crazy enough, that's exactly what happened. There's a straight edge hardcore band playing first. I think Moist Fist played in the middle. And then Glass Eye. Also in that band, Kathy McCarty. She did an incredible LP of Daniel Johnson songs. And Scott Marcus on drums, who also went on to play in Starfish, among tons of other bands. This is Butcher Bear, and you're listening to my KUTX. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. Hope you're enjoying the music I picked this hour. You can see the playlist at KUTX.org. Coming up next is a song by CeeLo Green. To my knowledge, this is unreleased still. Produced by Wajid and I believe also Simon Katz. Wajid is a music producer from Detroit. Definitely in the very small circle of people that were close to and knew J Dilla. Dilla was definitely, I think, one of the main producers that a lot of people right now are looking to and just kind of discovering and rediscovering. And it's something about Detroit. There's something that goes on there that doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. And this song actually was written and intended for Whitney Houston, her last record. I believe it was just before she passed. I'm not sure, but essentially this song was written in those words for her. This is post Bobby, and being somebody that grew up with Whitney and Bobby, it's at the same time pretty sad, but it's a beautiful song sung by CeeLo Green. Unfortunately, never tracked by Whitney herself. This is Butcher Bear. This is my KUTX. CeeLo Green with All Alone Now.
Settle for less just because. Maybe I'm
Hey, this is Butcher Bear, and you're listening to my KUTX. That was CeeLo Green with All Alone Now, produced by Wajid. Something about growing up in Austin, there's a lot of, you know, there's tons of stuff to do, and especially, you know, junior high and high school, there's so many more things that are open to all ages of kids. And, you know, some of the first hardcore punk rock stuff I heard would be like Minor Threat, Black Flag, all bands that didn't come from here. And it's really funny. I think it took me until maybe my early 20s that somebody had mentioned the Big Boys. And I think Touch and Go did a reissue of a bunch of their records on CD. And the thing that I saw in there was just every single band that I liked at the time had quotes in the liner notes just talking about how moving this band was, and you know that they were from Austin, and it was really confusing. I didn't have any reference. I also didn't know that I had been going to see members of the Big Boys in other bands as I was growing up. Got to see Bad Mother Goose at the Texas Tavern here on the campus of UT, and yeah, by the time I found out the Big Boys, I had already missed it, you know, by 20 years. But when I started diving in, I think the first record I got was Rec Collection, this kind of vinyl only thing that was in Sound Exchange one day. And the lyrics and the music and just the way it was put together and the artwork and especially the message, I felt like, you know, all of a sudden like, oh, we do have our own Black Flag. We do have our own Dead Kennedys, but it's the Big Boys and it's completely different. And it comes with this entire ethos of not, you know, you are already outstanding. You know, you don't need to be anything else than who you are. And it's very powerful for, you know, a young person, I think, looking for a place to fit in, even in a town that accepts everybody. You know, it's really amazing how they were able to pull together such a great message. I never got to see them play. I've known Tim since I was maybe 17 and maybe been a friend of his most of my adult life. And yeah, they're one of my all-time favorite bands. And especially this next song, Manipulation, it's really incredible when these songs are written, what the message is, how powerful it is, and how much it absolutely represents and resonates the time period that we're in right now. This is Butcher Bear, and this is my KUTX. If you missed any of this, you can go ahead to KUTX.org, search for my KUTX. This is the Big Boys with Manipulation. You've been listening to the Big Boys with their song Manipulation off the record Wreck Collection. This is Butcher Bear and this is my KUTX. Wow. Steve Collier on drums, also of Doctor's Mob fame. This record is ridiculous. The reissue is even better. Engineered by Austin's own Spot, who, Google the man, he's worked on everything you can think of. This is Butcher Bear. This is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX is handing me the keys to the Jeep, and I'm playing whatever I want to play. Next up, we have a good friend of mine, Harmar Superstar, with his song, How Did I Get Through the Day? I've been locked inside of a van with this man for, I think we topped out at 17 years, and he's absolutely a brother to me and a part of my family. I think what Sean's done with the Harmar Superstar project has been incredible, but especially the last two records he's done. This song just came out, and I think it stands up next to anything that he's put out up until this point. He just recently moved back to Minneapolis. The band he's touring with right now is all from Minneapolis. He's just really hitting what I would consider a vanguard in his career right now. And I love the guy. This is Harmar Superstar with How Did I Get Through the Day?
Mm-hmm.
right. That was Harmar Superstar with How Did I Get Through the Day off his record Best Summer Ever that came out last year. Absolutely. I believe he's just about to leave, or he's in the middle of a American tour right now. You should absolutely go pay Sean a visit. Coming up next, I have a song by a man named Eskar out of Oxnard, California. I heard about this record through an artist named Koopma. He has a record label, Iswid, and he's put out just a couple handful of releases on vinyl and amazing artwork, screen printed. I've never heard someone come out of the gate with such a strong LP of music, and especially something that you can play literally anywhere and people will get crazy on the dance floor and just in regular life. This next song is called Star Scream by Eskar out of Oxnard, California. You're listening to Butcher Bear. This is my KUTX. That was Eskar with Star Scream. I hope you all made it to the end of that track without breaking anything. This is Butcher Bear. I'm wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. You can find more info on me at Insect Records, The North Door, also Exploded Drawing. Anybody that doesn't know about the show, April 15th, Ross G, Teebs, Botany, Kinder, Butcher Bear, Sound Founder, Fusebox Festival, the whole thing is free. You can find the full episode and the playlist of everything that we listened to today at KUTX.org. Just look for my KUTX. This last song is from a friend of mine, Kinder. He lives in San Marcos. He's quite possibly one of the most talented people working on music right now, hands down, that I know personally. This came off a LP that we did on Insect 2 years ago called Tourney. The song's called Stroll Lights. Reminds me a lot of Moody Man. But yeah, if you haven't checked out Kinder before, do yourself a favor. Just want to say thank you to my KUTX for having me here. This is Butcher Bear. Thanks for listening.